Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean. And we're starting again.
We just had like a whole like 20-minute discussion about like going to see Batman v Justice League, and we weren't recording it.
No, we were recording, and then we had to stop it a bunch of times.
I don't know, because like the cat was being a dick, and then I don't even know. But I don't know what we recorded, what we didn't, so we're just starting again.
We were talking about trying to clean shit.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
That's what I talk about every week. It's like you can play a bingo game based off of that. It's like Sean
Pretty
didn't
much.
Clean the comics this week.
Nope, sure didn't.
Sure didn't.
Nope.
Sean's been feeling sick this week, though.
Yeah, you
so,
have.
So let me do my thing. I don't know. What else is going on? We were talking about some sales.
We were talking about how Heidi Ho is going to have a sale on Black Friday that we might go to. And then the next day.
It's Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
They're going to have 25-cent comics or 20 comics for... Or wait, 100 comics for $20, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? So we might check that
that's
out.
Comics.
Yeah.
Because that's easily attainable that you and I could both buy.
Oh,
like,
I know.
A total of 200 comics that day.
Yeah. I think... Didn't we do it last time? No. You know what happened last time? We walked in
We
the
walked
door,
in and we got like a ticket and they're like,
and
hey, you get 40 free
tickets.
Comics.
And
you
we got, both got tickets.
Because we were like the first people, and the first people there were just like, oh, wait, whatever, we'll just show up. And they gave us tickets. I'm like, hey, you get like...
Because we go early
30-some-odd comics.
Free.
For free. And I was like, fuck, man.
Yeah, so we walked out of there with a shit ton.
Yeah.
So it's very possible that we could do something like that again.
And that's the thing. For like $100, $100 comics for $20 is
$100
comics for $20 is a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And Heidi Hose does have some great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If any of the ones that I always look at are on sale, that'd be great.
Well, hey, look, I'll tell you what.
What?
If we purge, I'm really considering once again I get back in there.
Yeah.
Purging like real good.
Well, let's do it.
Because there's a lot of stuff that could go.
Sure.
And I have one bag full already.
Yeah.
And I feel like I probably fill another bag or two.
Yeah.
Of it and just we'll just get rid of it because it does not. It's just a lot of stuff that just does not need to exist.
Yeah, that's
with
fine.
Us. And I would really feel that if we were to shore it up a bit and just keep the stuff that we like.
Yeah.
And get rid of the stuff that we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that actually, like, I feel like generally like or generally want to read.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to, like, keep a bunch of stuff that, like, I'm just like, oh, I'm just holding on to this ironically or something.
Well,
like,
especially if there's, like, we already read it for the show. We both decided we hated it. Let's get rid of it. Like, why is it still in our collection?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, we hated it. We're never going to touch it again. Get it the fuck out of here. It's just taking up space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, yeah, no, we'll figure it out.
I kind of like giving stuff away. Because kind of once I get to the point where I'm like, I'm letting go, it feels pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting to that point.
I think that's the thing. You and I both have the ability to just be like, get this shit out of here.
Well, we sometimes just get to a point where
because I know
just,
people who can't.
Yeah, and that's
like,
weird.
You and I don't. We're just like, nope, out.
Sometimes what happens is you'll just be sitting here and I'll just be like, fuck, I just want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like, it'll just, my mind will just be like, that's
okay.
It. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done. It's good. It's going. Like, I'll do that with, like, a Twitter follower. Twitter account that I follow sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have this thing that where if I see that I'm following too many accounts, especially if I'm following more accounts that are following me.
Yeah.
I don't like that because I feel that it looks uncool.
I am definitely following more accounts than are following me.
I am not quite doing that right now, but I'm not that far off. And I often look at it and I go, why am I following this account? And the problem is a lot of it's like because those people follow me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like either they follow me or they're friends. People that like I don't know why, but I feel bad.
Yeah, I have a different thing. I've been using Twitter a little bit differently lately. Instead of just people that I, you know, obviously there's just people I follow, but I have like writing lists. I have agents that I follow because I might want to actually submit my work
right.
to them. So I'm kind of got a couple people I'm watching.
Yeah.
Because that's a really good way to find out if they close submissions or whatever, or if they're putting out a call for something specific. So I've been following a lot more like writer accounts, agent accounts, other writers on Twitter, you know, especially romance writers.
Yeah.
To just try to build
up. I think
up.
I need to sort my stuff into lists.
That's what I ended up doing.
I think I would
I
like
lists,
that too
yeah.
because I like lists.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's actually very helpful. That's what I do. Because I literally, when I went through to find out like agents to submit to, if they had a Twitter account, I would follow them and put them in the right list.
And that's good, because in that way, you can just, if you just want to follow a certain list and just view a certain list, you don't have to view everything. Here's the thing. I don't have Twitter on my phone.
Me either. I took it off.
I don't have Twitter. I don't have Facebook on my phone.
Nope, took it off.
I don't have – I only have Tumblr on my phone. Only thing I have is Instagram, because I like taking pictures and I like looking at pictures. And that's something that I kind of use as a default when I'm bored.
Yeah.
If I'm bored standing in line, I'm like, oh, I'll just look at Twitter and Instagram and just look at some pictures.
I did the same thing because I literally couldn't take it any longer.
No. But it takes up a lot more space too.
Well, it took up a lot of space, but it was also just getting to the point where like it took up too much mental space.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Facebook, I was like, I don't need to be on Facebook fighting with people about Donald Trump. So I'm going to get rid of that. And then I don't need to be on Twitter watching whatever fucking nonsense is going on right now.
Yeah.
I just need to be able to like set it aside.
Yeah.
So now I don't have Tumblr. I don't have WordPress.
I feel like that's like a saving grace for me.
It's been really helpful. It's opened up a lot of mental space for me.
Yeah, it's helpful.
So I'm not like, oh, what's going on? No, it's not. All I have is Instagram. That's fine. There's people who just use Snapchat. Those people are young.
Those aren't my friends.
I don't get Snapchat.
No, I can't. I'm not.
It's the first app that ever made me feel old.
Yeah, no, I'm not with Snapchat.
I don't get it. What am I supposed to do? Just make myself look like a bunny all the time? Like, okay, but how do I find people to follow? I don't know. And I'm like, I'm old. Yay. And then I hated everything.
Why don't I have the time to sit there and just look through something on Snapchat?
I just don't understand how to like follow people who are into stuff that I like. Like, how do you search? I don't know. And it's too fucking hard for me to figure out, so I'm not going to try.
Yeah.
I got other shit to do. I got a novel to write, people.
That's right. Other shit to do. I have comics to sort.
Oh, I got to finish this fucking book, babe. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're doing just fine.
That's my book sound. I've got it done. I did a developmental edit. We are, you know, it's done. Now it's just I got to rewrite it. And now I just look at it and go, I don't even want to deal with you.
It's a lot. Well, you put a lot into it.
It's a lot of fucking work. Well, I got to keep doing it. It's a lot of fucking work.
Keep bustling. All right. Well, let's stop talking about random things like this. We'll take our break. We'll come back. We'll talk about our book for this week.
When you talk about comics, does it sound something like this?
Look, you can't put the Superman number 77s with the 200s. They haven't even discovered red kryptonite yet. And you can't put the number 98s with the 300s. Lori Lamaris hasn't even been introduced.
Or maybe it sounds a little more like this.
You think Mighty Mouse could beat up Superman? What are you, cracked? Why not? I saw the other day he was carrying 5 elephants in one hand.
Boy, you don't know nothing. Mighty Mouse is a cartoon. Superman is a real guy. No way a cartoon could beat up a real guy.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Would be a good fight, though.
Hello, I am the constantly caffeinated Clinton Robinson, and my comics discussions can go to both extremes, but generally fall somewhere in between. On the Coffee and Comics podcast, I will review comic stories and other comics-related topics that can be enjoyed over a cup of coffee. So pour the coffee, or other beverage of choice, and join me on the Coffee and Comics podcast, available on iTunes and coffeeandcomicspodcast.blogspot.com.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Cage, number 13, from April 1993. And this is Luke Cage, the 90s revival that we're doing here. And I've been wanting to pull one of these out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a 90s book, so I always like doing those.
Your favorite.
Yeah, and they try to make Luke Cage, he kind of had his, his 70s vibe, whatever. He was doing his thing. And I think the character wasn't around for like a number of years.
No, I don't know.
Because after he supposedly, they thought that he was framed for killing Iron Fist.
Okay.
In the last issue of Iron Power Man and Iron Fist.
Okay.
He didn't kill Iron Fist.
Well, obviously,
But somebody thought that Iron Fist got murdered by some kid who was a superhero, and he got punched really hard through a building.
Okay.
And they got exploded. But that body ended up going into like a pocket dimension, because that was a way for them to explain that Iron Fist didn't really die.
Mm-hmm.
But then since everybody assumed that it was Iron Fist because of the Luke Cage's strength.
Sure.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's the only one capable of punching anybody through a building.
That and also, like, I can't remember. Maybe I'm missing some pieces here. But, like, also, you know, what would be the motive? Like, it could have been any superhero or supervillain.
Well, yeah. I mean, all you need is somebody strong enough to punch somebody else through a building. And the Marvel Universe is littered with those people.
Right.
So
yeah, and so it didn't really make that didn't always make a lot of sense to me. And creating Luke Cage had to go on the run, and you know he you know just kind of putzing around hiding out, and they brought him back in the late early 90s, and they're like, hey, here's a new series for Cage,
yeah,
and so it's a you know book that probably ran for like you know 20 some odd issues, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't last very long.
Well, I'm not really surprised.
Yeah,
because this book's kind of boring.
It is kind of boring. I mean, I hate to say this, but like, I mean, we've done like Power Man and Iron Fist before. It's not, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like it's action enough.
I don't know. I prefer him.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously in his Power Man and Iron Fist incarnation. Because, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, they're like, we're going to make him tougher because it's the 90s.
Yeah.
Right? So, oh man, everybody's got to be tougher and they've got to be grittier. But he's already tough as fuck. So what are we doing with him?
Yeah.
Nothing. That's kind of what I felt. I really didn't feel they were doing anything with him in this book.
No, they didn't really.
At least in this issue, maybe they did a lot more stuff with him. I don't know. But this particular issue, I didn't really feel did much of anything except like set the scene for more issues to come.
Yeah, I think they're setting one of those, up some more.
I call them transition issues. That's basically all they are. So on the cover, we have.
Well, the cover, we have a guy.
Well, there's Cage lifting up a dude above his head, but this dude is on fire. Which is kind of great.
He has a fire beard.
He has a fire beard. Guy's on fire, but he also has like a bunch of cyber cables
shooting out of his arms.
Cyber dread thing. Cyber cables. Cyber. I don't know. What are those things called? Cables, I guess.
He's got like techno-organic like
muscles,
tendrils.
Yeah, tendrils. Yeah. Muscle sinews.
But he's also on fire.
Also on fire. And they're like coming out of his sleeve and they're like going all over the cover and then they're wrapping around Cage, who's wearing some great pink pants.
So this is the question I have, because Cage...
Why is Cage wearing awesome pants?
Well, because Cage in this reboot, he was dressed... they gave him like, you know, he had a red shirt and he didn't have his crown thing on his head.
Yeah, well, those crown things kind of silly.
But he just wears it around his waist.
But he's not even wearing it. He's just wearing like regular dude clothes. Probably because wasn't he getting off a plane? Isn't that what happened when he ran into this guy that we see here on the cover?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's probably just wearing regular guy clothes.
Well, this up here in the corner, like his red shirt and his black blazer and whatever. Like that's his
uniform.
New outfit. But this, for some reason, invokes his old outfit.
Can I also just point out there is a, like, it looks like a stamp here. It just says warning. This toy is flammable. Why is toy trademarked? This toy, TM, is trademarked.
You know what? I think it's because the villain in this book is the Tinkerer. So maybe they're trying to trademark, like, oh, this is his toy. I don't know why, but, you know, they can, I don't know, maybe there's finding a way to not get fucked. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the cover. So the story is called... What is this story called?
Good question. I don't know if it has a name, does
it? Oh,
it
does have a name. It's called Sudden Burning.
That's a terrible name.
It is. Sounds like a STD.
It does. I got off the ship, and went out for a good time, and then I woke up and I had sudden burning.
So apparently there's this,
where the fuck are we at this first page?
We're in a place called the Corporation.
There's like just people fighting?
Yeah, there's like a guys who like, I think they send out like contract killers and stuff like that. To the point where they literally have a guy named Contract.
Yeah.
That is a killer.
Yeah, they've got all names like Troubleshooter. Like,
yeah, Troubleshooter. You have Kickback, who
sequence,
is kicking.
Replay.
No, that's just something else.
What, Sequence?
Yeah.
He's not
a
guy?
No, because you look back on this thing here. So you have Mr. Miracle, who is a Fantastic Four villain. Kangaroo, who is a Spider-Man villain, who's dead.
R.I.P.
Contract, who looks like Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. You have...
Let's pretend it is Carl from Hunger Force.
So Carl from Hunger Force.
I mean, nobody really knows, but does anybody really know what Carl does? I mean, I stopped watching Aqua Teen a long time ago.
Well, when we join him, he is a landlord in Jersey with hair, hairy shoulders.
But that's all he does. He doesn't do anything else. So perhaps this was his retirement.
This is his gig beforehand.
That's what he did beforehand. He rents to some fries and a soda and a meat wad.
I don't know how they pay him, but apparently they do.
I don't know.
Then you also have Manslaughter, who is actually a friend of ours from, ours, but...
Yes, I know Manslaughter well. We had him over for Thanksgiving last year.
He's a friend of mine from the Defenders comics, the late issue Defenders comics.
Yeah.
He's a dude from there. He's got a nice little headband / eye patch that he wears.
Yeah, that's a weird drawing of him. Can we just say that?
Oh, well, he's got like a knife. He's like, ah!
Well, he's got like a knife, but he also has like his pecs kind of look like boobs, and it's just like...
Yeah.
This is a weird, very odd proportioned drawing. It's just weird.
Yeah, and they also have Kickback, who we mentioned earlier.
So what do you do if you're Kickback? Do you just kick?
I think you just kick.
Like backwards? What if you could only kick backwards? You're like a horse.
Or maybe he just kicks people in the back.
I was gonna say maybe he's like a centaur. He's just got a horse body. And maybe he's like if you hit a deer. Like the most dangerous thing about hitting a deer is they can go through your windshield and kick you to death while they're still alive.
Yeah.
So maybe he does that. Maybe he just crashes through people's windshields and kicks them to death.
Oh, you mean he just kind of waits on a country road so you wait to get hit? That's how he defeats the village. He's like, I gotta wait for the drive through here.
Yeah.
So I gotta wait for this. My target to go on vacation through the hills of New Hampshire. And then I have to wander out onto the road and have him be like, oh no, watch out, a man. And then I will jump into his windshield and kick him to death.
Yes.
Then I will call you and let you know that I've done the deed.
Yes. That's exactly how that works.
Or maybe he's...
Like, could you just shoot him? And it's like, no. This is better.
I do like this idea about this guy. I do have an idea about Kickback being a guy who like kicks people in the back. Because then, like, it's just everybody's just standing in front of him. He's like, I can't defeat you.
He's like, no, turn around. He's got to do everything to try
when
to get you to
turn around to go to the urinal, I'm going to kick you in the back.
That's how
he beats all his villains. He just finds them in urinals.
What if he's trying to get a lady, though?
Oh, what if they're looking in the mirror? Their makeup.
Exactly, because then he's like, oh, no, but I can see your face. I can't kick you.
Oh, wait, so if he sees their face?
I don't know. How does it work? Could he only kick people in the back?
Because you think he's going to be conflicted and want to kick the mirror back?
Yeah.
The mirrored back?
Oh, yeah. So
what if he sees the back of a person in a mirror? Does he kick the mirror?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that count as a gig?
I don't know. I mean, if the mirror breaks...
You have to break the mirror.
Yeah, you have to break the mirror.
Man.
This is like in India, they had a huge problem with tigers eating their cows.
Okay.
So, might not be India, might be another place. But I might be right about India. Anyway, so there was a place, tigers eating their cows. So what they actually had to do is paint eyes on the cow's butts so tigers don't attack them. Because if you look at them, they stop. Because they're like, oh, I'm only coming up from the back. They like the element of surprise. So they paint it.
Wait, so if you look at a tiger, it won't eat you?
No, they still will, but they prefer to come up behind you and surprise you.
If you look at a tiger and you're like, ha-ha, you can't eat me, he goes, aw.
No, I mean, like, even you can watch that behavior even with, like, house cats and stuff. If they're, like, getting ready to charge and whatever they're getting ready to charge at looks at them, a lot of times they stop.
Mm. Good to know.
They like to come up from behind, so they would paint eyes on the cow's butts. So if you painted, eyes on a jacket and you wore it, like, Kickback couldn't get you because he'd be like, oh, no, you can see me.
What if I painted a muscular back on my front of a t-shirt?
I don't know how that works.
What if I wore a t-shirt?
Your t-shirt is just nothing but back?
What if I wore a t-shirt of nothing but... Let's pick a famous...
Instead of those bikini t-shirts, it's just a back.
I'm going to pick a famous back. I'm going to pick Pink's back.
Are they famous?
She's got a sweet... I heard she's got a sweet swimmer's back.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to wear a shirt of her facing
Pink's
the back. Of Pink's back.
Okay.
The Stinger Pink. I'm going to wear a picture of her on my front. Then he can never kick me.
Maybe not. Or maybe he can always kick you. I don't know how it works.
Oh, no, that's right. Shit, no, he would kick me all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, then I would have to. Oh, no, here's what I have to do. Okay, listen, check this out. Here's what I have to do. I would have to get one of those shirts where it's like
a bikini
or like a muscular chest,
yeah.
But wear it the other side.
Yeah, well, have it on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it now.
And then you're perfectly safe.
Yeah, I know. Pink almost got me killed.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sure she is pretty ripped, though. She does that, like, aerial thing all the time. That
well, I know that's the same. That's why I picked her back.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she's ripped as fuck. That takes some serious strength.
I've heard about her back, and I wanted to pick it.
Just people are like, hey,
for
Sean.
For this example, but
I'm really happy to be talking to you about whatever. Oh, by the way, the singer Pink. Let's talk about her back. Is that just, like, coming up in conversation?
What would be in general?
Yeah, just people calling you being like, hey, Sean, can we have a conversation about Pink's back?
I think I was hearing on a podcast. I think it's that thing where you listen to a podcast and you thought...
Oh, yeah, and then you're like, well, did I have that conversation?
Did I have that conversation? Like, no, I didn't. That was actually, Jensen Karp talking about her
that
back.
That was on a podcast.
But the thing is, I talked to Jensen Karp in real life, so maybe that I transferred that conversation to myself.
Oh.
Through some sort of weird thing. Yeah, that's a real problem I'm having.
It's a real problem a lot of people have, actually. If you listen to a lot of podcasts, you're just like, oh, remember that time we were talking about? And they're like, oh no, I heard that on a podcast.
I did not speak to you about Pink's back.
No one
now we're passing it along to other people. Now we're gonna poor fans are gonna be like, did I talk about Pink's back with you? I'm like, no. She's got really muscular back. Yeah, she does.
But yeah, so kickback's the thing.
So kickback or the last way that kickback would be effective is if he gives you savings.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, like, if he gives you money back.
Yeah. It's like his kickback, and he just kicks, like, money at you.
I'll take that.
But the money kills you.
Oh. Damn.
Like, he kicks change at you, and it goes to your heart.
He just always has rolls and quarters in his pocket.
Yeah,
he just punts them all the time.
He hits you with rolls and quarters, and it goes up into your fucking nose, and it crushes your brain.
Oh, wow. Well, wouldn't that be dimes, though? Like, do you think a quarter could fit up your nostril?
No. Like, a whole roll.
Yeah, but, like, could
no,
a whole...
like, sideways. It's like this.
Oh, I was picturing the entire roll going up your nose.
No. I'm talking
so
like...
So that's what I was thinking. Maybe
I'm talking blunt force trauma.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I don't think I could fit a quarter up my nose.
Well, if you kick back, you probably could. You kick it so hard, it goes up there.
I would need a dime, I think. If we're going to like rank change, I'm going to put up my nose.
No, he's kicked back because he's giving you the most savings.
Oh, I see.
He's very generous.
But he only does change. He's not going to give me like, you know, bars of gold or whatever. Bullion.
It's only for Glenn Beck. He only kicks bars of gold at Glenn Beck.
He's like, are you a libertarian? Oh, sure. Kicking bars of gold at you. Gold standard.
So as you can see, we've been talking a lot about kickback because...
There's nothing really much else to talk about in this book, to be honest with you.
It's really funny. It's a funny name.
Kickback. So anyway, who's this fuck now?
This dude is Dr. Carl Malice.
Okay.
Who looks like Dr. Octopus.
Yes, he does.
And apparently, so he runs like this Illuminati group of like assassin people, or he helps like, you know, getting people with setting up people with assassins. And, you know, he's basically like, you know, he sends out these dudes, and which is funny because there's like a million secret societies in the Marvel Universe, and apparently this is another one.
Sure. Why not?
But. So now, he's like, I'm going to take care of everybody. And apparently, so they got like Cage's brother and Cage's father.
Yeah, they have like a compound and shit. So yeah. So that's where they are. But then we cut to the airport.
Yeah, we're at O'Hare Airport. And
where, because apparently Cage has moved to Chicago.
Right.
He no longer lives in Harlem.
Right.
And Iron Fist has come to see him. So they're having a goodbye hug.
Yeah, because like, hey, I'm sorry I tried to kill you even though I didn't.
Yeah, sorry people thought I murdered you. Sorry you got stuck in that pocket dimension for however many years you got stuck.
Yeah.
So then they hug and they leave. Or Iron Fist gets on a plane and he leaves. And Cage... And who's this woman?
This is Dakota North. She's a PI that I believe was in actually the new universe, but now she's here in the Marvel universe.
Okay. So... You know, they're saying goodbye.
And she's like, hey, look, I can help you. She says, I need your help to help me find my brother and my dad.
Yeah.
And apparently in the last issue, he fought against a guy named Hardcore.
Yeah, because it's the 90s.
Because it's the 90s, and there's some guys named Hardcore. And they're like, look, we need to, find my father and my brother.
Wait, his or hers?
His. His father and his brother. because they're with Dr. Octopus.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
That guy's hair. So, and then we see a guy, some little kid, like picks up a sock that some weird dude drops. Oh, yeah.
This is weird. Like, so there's this kid, like just like a 3-year-old, and she just sees some sock and she's like, man, drop. And I'm like, dude, don't touch that guy's sock.
Yeah.
Gross.
I've never seen kid. And that's the thing, too. They do this a lot in books.
Where kids just randomly pick shit up.
Well, kids randomly pick shit up and they go, mister, you dropped. I'm like, I've never seen a kid do that.
No, because kids are smart and stranger danger, etc.
Yeah. Kids are a lot brighter than we give them credit for.
Well, yeah. They're not going to touch the shit. So she's like, man, drop. And then he drops a gun out of his suitcase and... then he grabs it and he's going to shoot the little girl.
Because he thinks she's like a part of like some sort of a conspiracy that he's up to and stuff. And
yeah, dude's crazy.
Well, he yells something like he goes, I love this. Is another 90s name that I love. It says the Psychomandos.
Ugh.
So Psycho.
Mandos.
Mandos. Psychomandos. Yeah. They've turned all against me, but you won't get me without a fight. Or you won't get me without a fight, and I'm taking you with me. And this girl's like, here's your sock. And then he's about to shoot this girl. And Cage decides to punch this guy into oblivion. And that's it. And like, I think that's all that happens.
That guy's like, Cage, I think, actually kills that man.
Well, I think he looks like he's punching him in the dick here.
Well, it looks like he punched him in the dick here. But then look at his fucking, his elbow just like goes about 6 inches into that guy's face.
Yeah, speaking of kick back in your face.
That guy's probably dead now.
Yeah, that guy's dead.
Like his...
Well, he did try to shoot a girl.
Yeah, but I mean, girl. Like, he didn't actually shoot the girl.
Well, he was gonna. He was crazy.
Well,
was
I mean, gonna. It's America. It's America.
Oh, Jesus.
This is another day in America. But he, like, elbows this guy in the face, and I'm sure he's dead. But he's probably not really dead. Whatever.
So, Cage goes out to get his car or whatever.
Yeah, which this is so weird. This is another one of those like, hey, there's this huge fight, and instead of being like detained by the police to like talk about what happened, get your story straight.
Yeah, no, yeah, no cop.
Just walk right out, because as we know, the most lax place for security is airports.
Yeah,
there's never anybody around.
Nobody's ever paying attention.
Never. There's no fucking cameras everywhere. So they just like let him walk out, and he goes to get his car. And then we cut to that underground compound where Malice...
He's around, by the way, he's being watched by a dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not Cage, security, though.
Not security.
No. So we cut to an underground place where, like, his brother and his dad are being held in this compound thing. And they're like, oh, it's a vacation.
Yeah, for some reason, his brother's like,
oh,
this is...
I don't know why they think it's a vacation, because it's obviously, like... a horrible place, because they're like stuck in a room where with one bed and a chair.
Yeah.
And like a glass doorway, and they're like, oh, this is a stupid vacation.
And they have like a weird statue in here. Looks like you see this here.
Is like, it like a guy getting stabbed?
It looks like a baby in a water and a guy getting stabbed by the baby.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
and then they're just sitting in this room. In Cage and his dad. And His dad looks like Mr. Buzzcut.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
From Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
And
so then...
they're like, oh, do you like your horribly sterile complex vacation? They're like, oh,
yeah, because some guy shows up in the door. I'm assuming it's Malice. He's like, hey, why don't you come with us? And then we cut back to Cage walking to find his car. And then he runs into this guy in the parking lot. And they get into a fight.
Right. And so actually this is something that actually I found kind of cool about this guy. Because I forgot what this guy's name is. Calls him Q-Ball.
Yeah, no, he has a name. He says it later.
But, so here's what this guy can do is he's a cyborg type guy who has programs that are based around other villains, particularly Iron Man villains.
Okay. He's like, my employer wants to talk to you.
Yeah, my employer wants to talk to you.
And he's like, fuck your employer.
Yeah, his Cage like, fuck this shit. I don't want this.
And that's when he's like, well, I'm going to do anything it takes to get you to talk to him. So that's when he like lights Cage on fire.
Well, he goes, Blacklash and Specification 273B in act. And then he starts like electrocuting Cage with his tendrils.
Yeah.
And then he busts out one where he's like...
Yeah, he just says, like, whatever protocol it is. Like, he'll say it out loud, and then he'll be able to do it. So yeah. It's like running a program using his weird cyber body.
Well, he calls out Firebrand, and then he does one with... Did I miss the one where he does with Scorpion?
No, I think that's later. There's a bunch. This fight goes on for quite a while.
But I thought that was cool. I like that. Yeah. I like that stuff.
So, and there, of course, Cage is like, I have steel skin. And they start fighting.
That's always his thing. Cage is always like, my steel skin, blah, blah, blah.
I'm like, yeah, dude, we got it. You got steel skin. Calm down, bro.
Yeah, and then they blow up. They're blowing up people's cars in the parking lot. That sucks.
No cops, by the way.
No cops.
Nobody shows up to this. This isn't an airport park. This is in Chicago O'Hare. This is a busy international airport.
Busy ass airport.
Literally nobody comes. Nobody comes. Nobody else is walking to their car. Nothing.
Well, thank God nobody else is walking to their car because they'd be dead.
Right. So then we're back in the compound with Malice talking to the dad and the brother. And they see, like, some villains training. And he's like, oh, you're not supposed to look at that.
Then why are you showing them?
Right. And then what does he do here?
Well, he's, like, basically trying to tell him. He's like, look, you.
He's like, you have hate.
You have hate, and hate will make us strong.
You want to turn that hate into some sort of crazy power?
Well, he's trying to convince, like, his dad that this is what's going to, you know.
And the dad's like, fuck that, man. I'm going back to my weird, sterile room. And I love the way they've drawn him walking. It looks like Sylvester Stallone running.
Yeah, he's walking very... Well, he's got a cane, and he's walking very, very angrily and stuff.
Yeah, purposefully. But he's talking to the brother. He's like, look, I know you hate your brother. I could give you powers just like your brother has, like better.
Yeah, you know, because bro. I mean, I don't know. Okay, I haven't read Cage, so I don't know exactly. I don't know if Cage and his father and his brother are all getting along, even though his Cage and his brother are together.
I don't know.
I get the sense that there's some issues here, but you know, Cage's brother, he's like, look, you know, we can like, you can use this hate and this hatred to like unlock these powers that we're gonna help try to. Yeah. Shove into you.
Yeah.
And then we pass by this dude here. I think this is...
just Bruce Wayne.
Is he just hanging out in bondage?
It looks like Bruce Wayne.
Is he on a bondage holiday?
He is. He's like, this is fun for me.
This is fun for me.
He's like, people just tie me to shit.
They tie me to shit and just kind of put me in a hospital bed and forget about me. It's kind of great.
It's great. Nobody bothers me.
Oh, yeah. So this is where he busts out some of these other moves. He does like the whirlwind thing.
Yeah,
because
now we're back at the fight in the parking lot that nobody cares about.
Yeah, nobody cares why he's spinning. His little wires are shooting out all over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cage
That's
throws like a rock
one.
Into it. Yeah, then he does a scorpion thing, which actually kind of looks weird because he's like this, looks like this fleshy end of it.
It's
like,
really
ew.
Gross. It's gross. It's disgusting.
It is gross.
You don't want that coming at you.
Yeah, but by this point, too, this
Sometimes
guy only has...
it's good to have a fleshy end coming at you. This is not one of those times.
This guy too, only has, like, half a face now because, like, of
That's
the...
That's right, because Cage, like, punched it off or
Cage,
something.
Cage, like, threw, like, his thing into... When did he... Yeah.
I don't know. He has, like, half a face somehow. I think he, like, threw a tentacle into that guy's face.
Yeah, ripped off half the guy's face.
And so he's kind of creepy looking.
But he's still coming at him.
Yeah, he's still coming at him, and, Is this the part where he says, okay, stop?
Cage is like, I don't want to fight. You know, you're a man. I don't want to fight you, whatever. But then he's like, but you're really a weapon.
Yeah. Also, I mean, he's not a man. He only has half a face, and he's still like half a head.
Yeah.
Half a head. Dude's still coming at you.
Yeah, you can kill robots.
Yeah. I mean, ask Superman.
Superman hates robots.
Superman's a robo-racist, and he kills all the robots. You're in a fight for your life. You're not just killing them because they're robots. So finally, after like some more fire, the doctor, the tinkerer, finally comes. And he's like,
yeah, the
hey,
tinkerer. It's a tinkerer. He's the one that was watching from afar. And he's kind
by
of...
By the way, sorry about this. Maybe we could have a conversation. And then What's-Her-Face shows up. I guess she's been here the whole time.
Well, she's been waiting in the wings. And she sees him fucking with his thing. Because the tinkerer is like... You know, he's about to, like, he's controlling this thing, and, like, the coordinator thankfully shows up, and she shoots his hand so she can, like, stop this madness from happening or whatever. Apparently, these guys have been controlling this dude from afar.
Sure.
Which I think
That's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of hardware to control, like, a dude from. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can't just have, like, an N64 controller control a dude, can you?
You know,
like
I don't know.
Like a man, like a cyborg.
I don't know. I mean, it's like a drone. Like how much how much controlling do you need to do of a drone?
I don't know.
I mean, you can blow dudes up now from, like, using controls.
Oh, yeah?
Like, that's how the military does shit. They just, like, launch drones, and then they, like, have missiles that people, like, fly into their targets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good times.
I mean, so, it's a thing. I don't know how big the controls have to be, but...
I'm surprised I don't see more drones out.
That's true.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think maybe they're not as prevalent around here because we live more in a city area. Maybe.
Where else would they use them? Like in the country?
Yeah, I think maybe it's easier out there. Or maybe in the suburbs.
Guess.
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Guys, drones. How do they work? Well, maybe the Tinkerer can tell us.
I bet the Tinkerer is all into drones.
What a stupid name.
I know.
I hate that name.
He's an old dude.
He's an old dude. He's like, I'm Tinkerer. Like, you sound like a creep.
Like, you're creepy.
You're a creep.
Yep.
But Tinkerer is like, my son. And turns out his son is the dude, is Bruce Wayne in bondage.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why we're worried here.
We're teaming up, guys.
We're teaming up, you know. And he's like, look, and
I need my kid. You need your brother and your dad. Let's hang out. And Cage is like, I guess we're going to have to hang out.
Well, Dakota North is like, I don't want to, you know, you're like a criminal.
A fucking creep.
You're a creep and you need the fucking Tinkerer.
Yeah, you're a creep, bro.
I don't want to hang out with you. And she's
and
like,
Cage is like, but I have no choice.
My
family.
Father.
Family.
My brother.
He's basically Vin Diesel in all the Fast and the Furious movies.
he is Vin Diesel. He's black Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Isn't that Vin Diesel?
Yes, Vin Diesel is, I believe, half black.
It's one half Vin Diesel. It's Diesel.
It's Vin Diesel.
I like it.
So they're going to work together. So then we cut back to the little compound and Cage's brother's naked. He's naked.
But I just like that.
Right,
like,
there.
It's like, we're back here from Cage's brother, and he's naked.
And he's like climbing in a pod.
He's climbing in like a pod.
And I don't know. This is kind of like that scene where they like dip Harley and that like weird shit in Suicide Squad, the movie, because it's all like rainbowy.
Ooh, so here's something I just noticed that I thought was kind of neat. So.
What, he's got that thing on his head?
No, He's about to stick him in his pod, and they're like, we salvaged the basic machinery from behind what was from the Iron Curtain. They say it was once used to animate the a living Colossus.
Colossus.
Not Colossus, the living Colossus.
Wait, what's the difference?
There's a character named It, the Living Colossus, who was a character that showed up in a few... he's been in a number of Marvel books, like especially in the 70s, and he was like this granite robot. That was like created, or he's a granite statue that somehow
like a golem,
like a golem that was like carved for some reason, and some reason he like became animated, and like people just like kept on finding ways to animate it. So eventually, like, Russia figured out how to do it, and they used whatever this stuff they're using here. It's like, hey, we're using the same stuff they used for it, although it was turned into dust by the Hulk, so
he was not a sewer clown.
A super what?
A sewer clown. Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty good.
If you want to see a really weird episode of The X-Files, is the one involving a golem. It's one of the, like, it's really bizarre, and it features this like wedding ring that's also a house. It's like the weirdest.
I like it.
It's a very...
I like how weird it is.
No, it's really weird because you just like watch it and you're like, what? Because they were trying to do something and I don't think it worked.
What? So they had to get It, the Living Colossus, to step on Mulder or something?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what happened.
That was just how it ended.
Mulder just got punched by It, the Living Colossus. And then the Hulk showed up and he smashed. And that was the end of that story.
And then Tim Curry was there too. And he was...
Yeah, and he just like... He was going fucking nuts in a library.
He was going nuts in a library.
He's like, you can see me!
And then
actually, which is probably my favorite scene of that entire movie, which is where Tim Curry is just like fucking chewing through scenery and everybody else is just sitting there like he doesn't exist.
I don't know. I would be, if I was an extra in that movie, I'd be fucking laughing my ass off
because that's fucking funny.
Excuse me, sir. You have to leave Maine because you can't stop laughing at Tim Curry being funny.
Get out of Maine.
Get out of Maine. That's what Stephen King just showed up. Like, get out of Maine. Leave. I'll send my dog after you.
Oh, he has a corgi.
But that would be adorable.
He
And then I would just lose a fight to a corgi.
Oh, no. I mean, you have to lose a fight to a corgi. It's too cute.
I'd be like, oh, it's so cute. Oh, it's so cute. And I would just be chasing me. Oh, it's so cute. And then I get to the main state limits, and I'm like, oh, I can't go back.
Nope. So much for that.
Now I'm in New Hampshire.
Oh. Sorry.
Now I have to watch out for kickback.
Yeah, because he's just waiting by the road.
He's just waiting. It's like, where's your car? I got to jump in and kick you to death. All right. Anyway, so they dip, he gets in this pod, and they dip him into this fiery protoplasm.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's that shit that they threw Harley in.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, now think about things you hate. And he's like...
If it were you, what would you be thinking of? And you're like dipped in the protoplasm.
Oh, probably people that ruined Thanksgiving and people that walk too slow at the mall.
Yeah.
I would be so mad.
I'd probably be thinking about all media where the story hinges on like your parents having done something.
Yeah.
And then you getting just like sort of stuck in this conspiracy because you didn't know that your parents were like involved in it too.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be thinking about. Ooh. I hate that. I'd be thinking about how like basically the entire reason that the Star Wars universe sucks is because of one family. One fucking family. Yeah. Like, I'd be thinking about shit like that.
Or the Batman universe. Or DC universe.
Or the entire DC universe sucks because of the fucking Waynes. This is everybody's fault.
Well, that would be great because then you would become Cold Fire.
Oh. Boo. That name is terrible.
And you would come out and you would be a frosty, angry man. Angry woman.
And you would scream Cage, apparently. Very loud. So it goes, Cage.
And that's what happens to Cage's brother. He becomes Cold Fire.
Is that just like an Iceman?
I don't know. It's like, I'm cold, but I'm hot.
Pretty much.
That's what I would be just yelling the whole time if I was Cold Fire. Like, I'm cold, but I'm hot.
Good
I'm
job.
Hot. I'm hot. I'm hot.
But you're not, but you're cold.
But I'm cold. I'm hot. Hot, hot,
I don't know
hot.
How that works. Like, if you're cold, how does cold
I'm
fire
touch
work?
I'm going to touch you. I'm hot. I was like, no, you're cold. I'm hot.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know. I don't
how
know.
How does cold fire work? Somebody explain
I don't know.
To me.
I'd have to read the next issue of Cage.
Do you want
to
read the next issue of Cage?
I don't know.
No. That doesn't help.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
No, I would rather read a Power Man and Iron Fist from the 70s.
Oh, okay.
If I'm going to read about Cage, that's where I'd like
throwing
to go.
It down.
Yeah.
Jen's taking a stand.
I am.
I like it.
I'd rather have those
Why
books.
Why I married you. Like that woman, she takes a stand on her power cage and power fist.
Pick Cage and power fist.
Power fist. These books ain't even real. She's taking a stand.
Principled stand on which issue I'd prefer to read.
Well, Coldfire lives, brother against brother in a hot southern town. Father and son reunited for how long? Guest starring Rick Mason, the agent. Who gives a shit?
Nobody.
Who gives
Yay,
a shit?
Yay, nobody cares.
Well, that's it for Cage, number 13 from April 1993. You would not read the next issue?
No.
If somebody threw it at me, I'd read it, but I probably wouldn't be able to do it.
if somebody kicked it at
if
you?
If I got it in a box of 100 comics.
If somebody kicked it at you, would you read it?
If Kickback threw it at me?
Yeah.
And then as long as I was wearing my chest shirt on the back, yes. I think that'd be a good day. I do want to point out, have you ever seen this ad on the back here? So it's a Three Musketeers ad.
Okay, it's got like a car.
So it's got a car and it says Big Wave.
An
right?
old-timey car.
And it's got three dudes sitting in a car and two girls. One girl meekly waving. Looks like they're on the PCH.
Hey.
And it has all these numbers kind of pointed, you know, according to all these different
like,
you know,
like
characters.
Like above certain things.
Above certain things. And so number one is the driver.
Maestro.
He's the maestro, the coolest guy around, who is feeling particularly cool because he thinks that the girl is waving at him. Number two, Stan, the jock, who is exercising his right to rag on his friend, the maestro. Stan thinks the girl's really waving at him.
Well, that guy calls himself the fucking maestro. Maestro.
Maestro.
Maestro.
Yeah, that guy's fucking lame.
Yeah, fuck that
and
guy.
And number three, the professor, the brain, who can't
These
figure
guys aren't going to hang out together, first off. Can we just say that?
Well, I do like the professor guy because he looks like
he's just a jock wearing glasses.
He's just a jock that slicked his hair back.
And also
and he has a
wearing
pencil.
Glasses. Oh, he's the jock who brought a pencil to class.
I brought a pencil. But you have to write, you have to fill this form out in pen. I bought a pencil. I went to the bookstore and I stood there for 3 hours talking to the girl that works there, and I got a pencil.
He can't figure out who the girl's waving at, but he assures the two idiots it's not them. For the girl, actually, she
I like that you
won.
Looped Maestro and Stan as idiots.
Am I wrong?
I like that you paraphrase this. I can't first, to the point where I actually thought that's what they wrote.
Am I wrong?
No.
For the girl, actually, all she wants is one of their Three Musketeers bar, but hey, it's a start. And five, the bar. Of all the big things in life, one of the biggest is the big chocolate of a Three Musketeers.
So if you're on the PCH and three dudes roll up to two girls and one's got a candy bar.
So basically, if a girl waves at you, make sure you're not holding candy. Because if you're holding candy, she's waving at the candy. So this is basically like me around any animal. I'm just waving at people's pets like a fucking lunatic.
I really want to be holding a candy bar and have a woman wave at me and just have her be like, ah, just go try to attack
me from
a candy bar.
She's not waving at you, she's waving at your candy bar.
Is that a Clark bar?
That's actually, that woman is crazy because candy bars are inanimate objects.
Well, I can always
they're not
the candy-
gonna wave back.
Well, if she waves at me, I'll assume she's waving at the candy bar, and I'll make the candy bar talk and I'll go, hello, I have a Snickers. Hi, woman.
Next time I see a guy holding a box of Nerds, I'm just fucking waving at that box. He's like, are you waving at me? No, I'm waving at the candy you're holding.
Oh, you should wave at more candy,
because,
babe.
Because obviously I'm not fucking weird enough.
Let's try that out at the next convention we go to.
Okay.
Or a comic book store.
Who's holding red vines?
Who's no, it has to be chocolate.
But I like red vines.
Oh. Red vines can't talk.
Yes, but Three Musketeers bars can.
Three Musketeers have feelings.
That's true. They so have feelings.
They have feelings because they want to get eaten, and then they get eaten, and then they don't have feelings because their nerves, their feeling nerves have been devoured by women.
You're anthropomorphizing a candy bar, talking about the pain they suffer when people bite
hey,
into them.
Hey, the ad started it.
It's true. They did.
Don't blame me.
I mean... I can't
blame the Mars Corporation in 1992.
I blame them
and the ad company,
whatever ad agency they hired to do this.
Fucking
ad.
Don Draper Jr. Jr.
Is that what? What's his name? Bobby? Did Bobby Draper write that ad?
Oh, Bobby. No, Gene. This is what Gene grew up to do. Baby Gene. We didn't hear from him.
That's true. Whatever happened to the?
Gene grew up to do this ad.
Do you think he's as much of a dick as his dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Madman. Mad,
I mean, they're all like fucking
Madman fan fiction for the week, guys.
What happened to Bobby?
Oh, Bobby did heroin. He was kind of a jerk.
Well, he changed characters three times. Like, didn't they cast?
I
new
know
kid,
you
like,
change.
Three he's, times?
You can change. You can
what
change on a whim.
To Sally? Do we think Sally died?
Sally became a hippie.
Sally obviously became a hippie.
Maybe hippie.
100% became a hippie. But did she like? Become like a Manson family member
ooh,
or
Manson, yeah,
you know, because she probably ran off to San Francisco probably to escape her horrible family because Betty died,
yeah,
and then she
that's right, Betty did die.
She had cancer. She had the C.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah, she had the lung cancer.
That's kind of weird, like all of a sudden they're like
and she's dead.
I'm like, I'm gonna die now.
Yeah,
goodbye.
I think they just couldn't think of anything else to do with her.
I think they're just, I wonder if that's, I mean, Matthew Weiner probably thought that the whole time. He's like, oh, I can't wait for Betty to die.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a good question. He's got a new book out, apparently.
I read about it. It sounds like garbage. Sorry. Because it's called Heather the Totality or something. And it's just basically about
Heather
like.
Heather the Tote Bag? What?
Yeah, Heather the Tote Bag. It's about a girl who is also luggage.
Oh.
And the amazing adventures she goes on in the bowels of airplanes.
Oh. Does she wave at any candy?
I think several crunch bars. She really loves crunch bars. She makes friends with a lot of them at airports.
Yeah, I would too.
It's like that movie where Tom Hanks gets stuck in an airport for several years.
But we just focus on the bag?
Yeah, but it's just the bag and her friendships with candy.
Oh, okay. I'm glad that book got wrote. I'm glad that book was done. Good.
Yeah, glad somebody published that.
Glad somebody published that.
I've always wondered what happens to a bag when it sits at an airport.
And is it friends with candy?
This is a very important thing.
Anyways, Cage.
It's a book
that we read. If you like our show, please go on.
Who likes this show?
I don't even know if I like it sometimes.
Nobody likes this show. We don't even like this show anymore. Fuck you, show. No, I'm just kidding. I love this show.
No, we love the show. Because how we could do...
How else would we talk about bags that are friends with candy?
I've had a mad Sunday, babe. Between this and me talking with Joe, me and Joe went on a good riff about Ken Patero and his prison friends.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've done a lot of podcasting today.
I know.
I've just done this.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's been a hard day for me.
Well, that's it for this week. We got coffee.
I did. I walked to the Starbucks that's right across. That's like a block away from the other Starbucks. That was really exciting.
I know.
Not even a block. It's a fucking light away.
I like that.
Yeah. But that was a walk up.
Hey.
New Starbucks.
Hey, exercise and coffee.
Right?
Same. And all in the same shot. There you go.
Yeah, I cleaned.
Nice. So that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
Oh, yeah, and my other podcast, I Could Talk Kayfabe, which I've alluded to multiple times today on the show. You can listen to that on Apple Podcasts, as well as this show, which you can rate, subscribe,
and
review. Leave Give us five stars. Yes. And of course, Facebook,
Worst Collection Ever. Email us, worstcollectionever@gmail.com. Tell us about your Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy comics on Black Friday.
Or if you're a comic book store.
Comic book store. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, we like
so,
that.
So yeah, that's it. That's the show.
Yeah, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.